Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mike. How you feeling?
A little bit of a stuffy nose and allergic rhinitis, perhaps.
Is it chronic? Oh, no.
I don't know. Lots of our patients come in with stuffy nose and runny nose, and some of them have chronic sinusitis. Allergic rhinitis is perhaps the easiest. It's characterized by obviously sneezing and runny nose and nasal obstruction and itchy eyes and nose. And it's no surprise to listeners that it's associated also with postnasal drip and cough and these kind of things. There are a lot of drugs that we can use for both allergic rhinitis and lots of antibiotics that we can give for sinusitis. Also things that we can do that have to do with lifestyle in addition to pharmacotherapy. If there's an allergic component, we can counsel around allergen avoidance and perhaps give allergen immunotherapy. And there are some over-the-counter therapies that didn't learn about them in medical school. We learned about them probably from our grandparents. One of those is inhaling steam, and another is nasal saline irrigation. It's often used for mild symptoms. Patients can make their own irrigation cocktails. I'm not going to share with you what I put in my irrigation, but or they can buy these commercially prepared solutions or kits. Patients should be careful if they do this, that they use distilled or sterilized water because of at least a theoretical risk of contamination of dirty water that you're going to use to irrigate sinuses or the nose. You have found an article from the CMAJ, the Canadian Medical Association Journal, published at the end of 2016. It begins on page 940. It asks a clinical question that's perhaps relevant to all of us, which is, in patients with chronic or recurrent sinus symptoms, does nasal irrigation or steam inhalation improve symptoms? Mark.
Yeah, well, I put scotch in my irrigation fluid, so that really helps.
Wow.
It makes it much more enjoyable.
Absolutely.
So this was a British trial, and I think it was a British trial, and it was called the SNFS trial. And they were comparing nasal irrigation and steam inhalation with both or usual care. And these were patients who had chronic sinus symptoms, and they all had moderate to severe symptoms. They were being cared for in 72 general practices that were invited to participate. So these are the patients we see, and they were not from specialty practices, so that's a good thing. As I said, they were randomized to one of four strategies: either keep doing what you're doing, nasal irrigation with a Sinu Cleanse neti pot, which included an instructional video, advice to use steam inhalation for 5 minutes a day, and advice to use both. The patient's average age was about 50 years, and they'd had sinus symptoms for an average of 19 years. That was very impressive. Wow. It's a lot of sinus symptoms. So they had over 870 patients that completed the baseline questionnaire, and 670 made it to the three-month follow-up and 620 to the six-month data. So they lost about a quarter to follow-up at some point in the study. There was pretty good adherence to the recommended interventions. The ones doing nasal irrigation and steam inhalation did it about 20 times a month, so 20 out of 30 days, which is pretty good. At 6 months, they looked at a couple of different outcomes. There's one called the Rhinosinusitis Disability Index, and they saw significant improvement in patients using nasal irrigation compared to those who didn't. Number needed to treat was about 13. This index looks more at function and quality of life than at symptoms. They also looked at a symptom score called the sinonasal outcome something. It's called the SNOT 20. I think Bruce Barrett at the University of Wisconsin developed that one. It mostly looks at individual symptoms and is less specific for chronic sinus disease. Other benefits of nasal irrigation included fewer headaches, less likelihood of seeking care for sinus symptoms, less use of OTC meds. Steam inhalation didn't seem to work. So Bottom line is that this confirms that nasal irrigation in patients with chronic sinus symptoms is effective at improving some measures of function, quality of life, and some symptoms, and helps them use fewer medications. So, good study.
19 years. I think that they needed another arm, which is where they just told people to move out of the UK. Just leave. There's moisture and humidity and no sun. You just get out of here.
The current guidelines for managing chronic sinusitis are really trying to get away from antibiotics, and that's an important thing to point out. Antibiotics are really primarily for sort of acute flares. Another thing that's often recommended is nasal steroids for these patients. And some people, there have been a couple of reports, but if I remember correctly, it wasn't a well-controlled trial where you do irrigation with a steroid-containing fluid. Mm. So because one of the challenges is actually, getting that steroid in there. So if you use a nasal steroid, but everything, mucosa is all swollen, the steroid just hits the anterior nares and doesn't really get back into the posterior nasal cavity. So by putting it in the irrigation fluid, the theory is that it might get in there further. So that would be another intervention, but it really hasn't been very well studied. So I don't want to, go out and endorse that until we see a little more data.
Again, the theoretical problem with that is, again, if you've got a sinus that's filled with mucus, it really doesn't matter how much steroids in there if it's just going to mix with the mucus and not get up against the mucosal membranes. I'm at a university here, and I'm going to come up with a brand new major. It's going to be combining English literature and biology. And, one of the big emphases now in undergraduate education is what can you do with these new skills? I'm going to market this as being able to get a job naming research studies. So like the SNOT 20 and the SNFs, they would have gotten an A in my program. Those are great names for the studies.
Rhinosinusitis Disability Index? Nah, that's not so good.
No. They probably went to some other school. Absolutely. Mark, talk to you next week.
All right. See ya.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.